So what about the origin of the first life form? Darwinian and neo-Darwinian evolution only focus on the mechanism for modification over time between kinds of organisms. Evolutionary theory still doesn't deal with the first organism that arose by chance on our so-called primitive planet. This is called spontaneous generation. Without outside input, spontaneous generation is really the only explanation for the first organisms on Earth. This is where we get life from a rock. So what are the odds that a free-living, single-celled organism, a bacterium for example, could have come from a rock? I like what Sir Fred Hoyle said. He's a popular agnostic who wrote Evolution from Space in 1981. He proposed that such odds were the same as the probability of a tornado sweeping through a junkyard and assembling a fully functional 747. I think Harvard University biochemist and Nobel laureate George Wald shed perfect light on the whole situation when he declared, quote, "One has to only contemplate the magnitude of this task to conclude that the spontaneous generation of a living organism is impossible. Yet we are here as a result, I believe, of spontaneous generation."